Well, for most churches, new visitors will walk through your doors every single week. But the sad reality is, if we are not intentional with how we follow up with them, chances are they'll slip away and they'll never come back again. In this conversation, we're going to unpack some of the things that we see working right now for churches to help more of your visitors become fully committed members. Let's do this. You're listening to the Reach Right Podcast, the show dedicated to helping your church reach more people and grow. Well, hey guys, I'm Thomas.
And I'm Ian.
And today we're talking about visitor follow-up and how we can better follow up with our first-time visitors and how we can make them stickier, more likely to come back again to our church after their first visit. So it should be a good conversation. We're going to focus mostly today on communication tools or kind of strategies that we've seen work. And so it should be a good conversation. I have to say that for me in my ministry, getting this dialed in has been probably one of the most important things that we've done to see our church take steps in growth, to actually see more people get connected to our church. I think that in talking to pastors, and I used to find this, Ian, when I talked to lots of you have a lot more conversations than I do now.
Sure.
But I remember hearing this, like when we would do calls, that often people have, they feel like they're getting a lot of visitors in their church.
Yep.
But they think that their follow-up process and stuff, well, that's something that's still kind of in development right now.
Yeah.
Like we're still working on that. Do you still hear that?
Oh, I still hear it, Thomas. Still, I will say it's less of an issue. And that, thank God for that, that churches have dialed in assimilation process is a little bit better compared to, 5 years ago plus or whatever. But still most certainly a challenge. Still something I hear regularly about folks going out the back door. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So, well, let's, kind of give our recipe. I'll share the secret sauce of things that we've done at my church and what we've seen success with. We've tried things that we've moved away from too. So we're going to try and give you some things to avoid also. But let's dig in.
Yeah. So really it's kind of a timing thing, right? It's so you have the visitor show up and then what do you do within about a week's time is kind of how we'll address this today. So we have our first 48 hours. I would say this is critical, obviously, of the first 48 hours after they have visited. So it's important for them to be contacted after visiting in the first 48 hours. Why, Thomas?
Because this is some like the time when they're most likely to engage with your church is some kind of follow-up there. So what I would love to see and what we do at our church is getting a communication piece out to them day of their visit. And this is hard because I know that, Sunday afternoons or Sunday afternoon is the right time to do it. Those are sacred times. They're, usually we're, I know that I like to move into my Sabbath time immediately after church on Sunday. And, typically I'm, hanging out with family and, if we're not at kids sports, we're at, I'm watching football or something like that. Right.
Yeah.
But if you can build a system where people whose information you received on Sunday, they get some kind of a communication. And I would say the best one that I know of right now is a text message on Sunday that just says something to the effect of, hey, I am so thankful that you came to visit visit our church this weekend. And I just wanted to say thank you for that. Like, that's basically what it is. If you met them in person, which if you're a smaller church, you should have, make sure that you acknowledge that. It was so great to meet you and the family. If not, it's something more like, hey, I'm sorry we didn't get to meet, but I want to make sure we get to do that next week. But getting that text message out there that week, when it's freshest in their mind, it has the highest possibility of them actually engaging with it and responding to you, and it'll be meaningful to them. So we've seen just great results. The analytics on these kinds of texts are great. Our response rate is really high. So I want to challenge you. I think if you get anything out of this episode, find a way to get that text out there day of, and I think you'll see really good results.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, and it's fresh on their minds. Time is the enemy with these things, as we will continue to discuss as we go. So next, creating a good follow-up sequence. I mean, obviously that was first touch, within the 48 hours there, the text. But, you know, within day one, two, sending an email with a warm subject line, we've seen that work. Why, Thomas?
Yeah, so obviously a warm subject line is important. I can't say enough about how important a good subject line is. the subject line can't be just like, your visit on this date or something like that. Don't make that mistake. And even like another bad subject line is, you know, thanks for coming or something like that. That's just not something that people open.
Yeah.
I think you want to, and I don't have one prepared. I don't recall exactly what ours is at our church right now. But I think that just really workshopping that for your church, I would use AI to help you with like great subject lines for that's these good. Things and getting one that's really engaging so that people will open this first email. And then in the email, it's just kind of, again, reiterating and maybe going a little bit deeper than the text message you sent the day before. Getting that email out and making sure that it has some details about like what your church is about and maybe a real soft next step, nothing too challenging just yet on things. And really for that first week, the primary next step is come back next week. Like that's the thing we want them to do. It's not time to say, hey, will you consider joining our children's ministry and serving or that kind of stuff yet.
Become a deacon. Yeah.
Right. So we're really ready for everybody to come in here now. So, so you want it to be a soft one. It's usually come back next Sunday. You'll have other opportunities we'll get into on other calls to action. But this one is just kind of a warm introduction with a great subject line with the primary goal of getting them to, you know, kind of picture themselves there this coming Sunday and doing the same thing again.
Yeah, giving them a little more there. So that's day one and two. Day three and four, I can see this time here after a visit is maybe where a lot of churches fall off and maybe even think they're being too pushy. You know, you've already made a couple of touches, right, since Sunday. And so I could see this is where a lot of churches would fall off on it. So we see day three and four, even a time to make a call and a text, right, again?
Yeah, I have mixed feelings on the call thing. I think if I were doing it, our church, what I think we try to do is we try to assess the person and what kind of person are they.
Yeah.
Are they a text person or a call person? And generally, that's an age question.
Right.
So those of us that grew up talking on phones, we are probably more comfortable with a phone call. And I think I'm like right on the edge of that line, I guess. So I think as of today, I think people born like you, Ian, people born in the 70s, you're probably more comfortable with a phone call because you're just from a different era. And then us that are more like in that millennial 80s time, so born in the 80s and past, that would be more the type that would be getting a text message or something like that.
Actually, being born in December of 78 puts me closer to that. I'd prefer the text also.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess there's anomalies in every situation for seniors.
That's it.
Some are more technical than others. Some of you,
for our listeners that have been listening a while, they know this joke, but Thomas is, I'm only a year older. There you go.
I try to get it. It's two years on the calendar. Thank you. I think that a text message is probably good for most people, I would say now. And again, so we already did one.
Right.
This text message, I think, would be something that's, again, kind of reiterating some of those values. What I like to do in this message is actually give people a survey. And so this would be a link. And I want to be careful with what the survey says, but I asked them to get a little bit of feedback about their experience on Sunday. And we found this to be like, this is going to sound strange, but it's not really like to get them to critique your church. You don't want them doing that. Like I'm not asking questions like, what was the thing that bothered you most on Sunday? You know, that's not what I want a first-time visitor to be thinking about. But it's things like, how did you hear about us? And the question I typically ask is, what did you notice first? And we found that gets people to give usually a somewhat positive response. Like, so the most common thing we'll get is just how friendly and welcoming everybody was, or, you know, how great the music was, those kinds of things. Yeah. But what we're doing in a way is getting like kind of reinforcing the thing that they liked about their experience with us on Sunday. So you can't just be that that direct and say, what did you love about your time with us?
Sure.
Because then that just seems like it's you're asking for praise or something.
Right,
but
right.
What did you notice first? We find that 9 times out of 10, that'll get a positive response and it'll reinforce the things that they like about your church. And
it's
a good place for conversation. And if they fill out that survey, you can then totally respond and say, man, thank you so much for saying that about our greeters. We always wonder if people are getting a good experience or not. So it means the world to us that that happened for you. Just thank you so much for filling that out. So I like to do a survey in this one. Text message is fine. You know, a phone call, if not, that's okay probably too. But I think I'd lean more towards text.
Yeah, and I like that, especially like we said, this is the time where you probably want to be careful to not be too you never want to be pushy, but yeah, so something like that doesn't come off that way. So good. So 5 days, 5 to 7, here we are getting close to a week's time on the way to the next Sunday service. What are we thinking in this time frame, Thomas?
So I love to give a handwritten card to people and mail it to them. So this is tricky because you have to have gotten their address as well. And I know more and more people in their visitor cards and things are moving away from addresses. And the reason for that is because people are going to, they're worried you're going to pop in their house and, you know, come and, which I think that most people do not want a pastoral visit after their first visit to a church. So if you're wondering about that, if you should be doing that, again, that used to be customary. You know, you go back 30 years ago, people would put in their address and they would come knock on their door and say, hey, thank you so much for coming. I suppose there's still a place for that. I think that would be scary to a lot of people though. So just to put that out there.
I'd be scared to go to most people's doors these days.
In Texas, especially, I guess. So.
That's right.
If you do get addresses and you can send a card, I think that is really cool. If it's coming, if it's coming from the pastor, even if you're having someone help you write it, it really means a lot to people still. Here's kind of a secret one that we use a lot is especially for kids. I love it. We always did this is we would have a card from our children's director and it would say something, you know, even if it's a 4 or 5 year old, kids don't get mail, right? So if they get a piece of mail with a handwritten card and we would like put stickers and stuff in the card just to like, you know, give them a little gift, like kids would like absolutely love this. And the percentage of time that they would connect again, like, or the family would come back was like through the roof when we did this. So I love this. Now, the day 5 to 7 is kind of deceiving because you want this to get delivered days 5, like 5 or 6, I would say. You want it to be before that next Sunday. So you want to send this out probably on Monday or Tuesday. And if they're in your community, usually it'll get there by, you know, Thursday or something like that in that case. So I love the handwritten card. If you could execute it, I think it's well worth it.
Yeah, you mentioned the stickers. Would you recommend maybe an illustration of a family like walking away from flames towards the church and like, light and stuff like that? Would that be a good one?
It depends on the illustrator. I think if you can, we were definitely against that. I think lighthearted, it doesn't have to be spiritual stickers. I'm not saying like, you know, stickers of Bible stories or anything.
Yeah.
I'm even fine, you know, unicorns and for girls and rainbows and that stuff and whatever. It's great. So just
unicorns.
Fun stuff.
You're going to offend some pastors with unicorns. Okay. Unicorns. So there we have it, 5 to 7. Do we want to address briefly too, just week 2 and beyond, like what a little bit that goes into that and those types of things?
So we think, we just did an episode about kind of church email strategy and stuff. I think everybody should at that point be on your church's email list. You know, you want to not be spammy about it. And if you're a mega church, then you're adding, you know, 200 people a week or something to this list. You probably want to do some checking and get permission in a more affirmative way. But I think if someone's filling out your visitor card and you're seeing 10 a week or something like that, it's totally appropriate to put them on there. Make sure you have really easy to use unsubscribe links and that kind of stuff in there.
Yeah.
But yes, I think at that point you'd get them onto your general church email newsletter. I would probably send one more email with the clearest and best next step for them of what you want them to do after that visit, after that second visit. And usually that's going to be some kind of a new members class whenever that's happening next. So
yeah.
for us, we call them our Aloha Lunches, where we have lunch with the pastors, and we just want to say aloha and welcome to our church. And you know, some we've called it Starting Point at churches I was at before. So there's lots of different names for this, but give that clear call to action of what your next step is to become part of the life of our church. That's probably that one that comes after their second visit there. So from there, just part of your weekly newsletter, and I think you're off to the races. I'll say this too. We actually have a video that we produce that we actually go through the exact script that I use at my church, where you can actually even like steal and download the script that we use, pop in your church's name and, you know, your personal name, your name as the pastor, and it's ready to go. So I make that free for you. I'm going to leave a link to that down in the description below. It'll probably pop up at the end of this video too, if you want to watch it then. But yeah, please take advantage of that. Watch the video, download the script, use it for yourself. I think it's pretty tried and true. In fairness, we did it about a year ago, and I've made a couple of little tweaks to it since then, so it might be time for an update, but I think it's 99% of the way there. So take advantage of that, and I think it'll be good for you guys.
That's good stuff.
Awesome. Anything else to add as we wrap up, Ian?
No. We hope this was helpful. We definitely believe it is, and hopefully it gives someone one takeaway at least to implement. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks, guys, for being a part of the Reach Right family. This assimilation stuff is some of the most important thing you can do in kind of the structure and systems of your church. So hope this has been helpful for you. We'll see you next time.
See ya.